Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 39 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with temperatures rising all the way to around 60 degrees today. We're enjoying the melting of the snow. It's about time. It's March, and it's about time that we start melting the snow around here. And it's encouraging to see the water running. Had a powerful day on yesterday. Was busy all the way down to South Carolina yesterday morning. Charleston. I left my house at 3:30 a.m. and got back in this morning at 2 a.m. So it was almost a full 24-hour day. Took a little nap and up at it around 7:30 this morning, and busy now preparing to go down to the house of God to work pretty much all day long at the house of God. And I'm believing the Lord for a wonderful day, a day of greatness, a day of excitement, a day of thrill. And so praise the Lord for all that He is doing. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to come with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 15, where the Bible says in verse number 28, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer." Often in our life, we've heard this phrase, "Think before you speak." No doubt this verse and many other verses in the Word of God has inspired such a great truth. Here the Bible says, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer." We should think about things before we open up our mouth. That's one of the ways to look at this verse. Another way to look at this verse is, you know, I'm reminded as I'm preaching today on this and teaching on this, I'm reminded of a quote that I heard a long time ago. It kind of goes like this. Maybe you can word it better than I do. You know, think before you speak, unless you open up your mouth, and we'll know that you didn't think before you spoke. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about. So the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. They think about it. She thinks about what she's going to say. And he thinks about what he's going to say. And then another great truth that is taught from this passage is to be a student. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. You study out a truth. You study out a Bible doctrine, and before you answer someone, you give them the gospel truth from the Word of God. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. You know, this idea of being studious with the Bible is fleeting away. I don't understand this generation around us that have no time for the Bible. They have no time for God's precious Word. They have no time to look into it and see what it has to say. I'm burdened about this, and the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. But the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The wicked has not studied to answer. The wicked just says what's on their mind. The wicked just spews out putrid things, wicked things, because they're wicked. And the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. As you study the Word of God, you come to this place in your life where you say, wait a minute, I'm not going to be the wicked. I'm not going to pour out evil things. I'm going to study to answer. I'm going to do the right thing here. I'm going to make for sure that my heart is in its proper place, and I'm going to think before I speak. And furthermore, I'm going to study before I speak, and when I speak, what I say will be meaningful truths. I'm not going to pour out evil things and wicked things because of a wicked heart. I'm going to do the right thing and study to answer. May God pierce our hearts today with this great Bible truth. Possibly even today, you've opened up your mouth and you've said something you ought not to say. You should study to answer. And may the Lord strengthen our faith today to be just like our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again, Lord willing, on Monday.